producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Such a good day to be with you. Roberta Fasanelli is here. All right, for let's hear it for Roberta. Yay. The only one cheering for Roberta is Roberta.
I'm cheering.
Here for my.
Oh, you are? Okay. Jennifer Warren is here.
Inside where it counts.
Yeah. Really.
Polite golf applause.
Good to know.
Right, exactly.
Kenny Kessler, Rich McFadden adding to the crew and our conversation. We'll get to online shoppers. What they've spent. Roberta has a Queen of Cheap report for us, but we also have some warnings about scams coming up that you need to be aware of. Next item of interest, as the Christmas season begins, I'm thinking in the back of my mind, there have been a couple of examples of this in seasons past. I don't remember it being this quick, however. People practicing to be Santa Claus in a rather deleterious way. This is a story of a suspected burglar who attempted to enter into a California home through the chimney. He was killed late Saturday night after the homeowner lit a fire without realizing the guy was stuck in the chimney.
So awesome.
That is
great. Oh, I love it.
That is great.
The man climbed into the chimney during the night while the owner was away, and he got stuck there. This is in Fresno County. The owner of the home came home. It was chilly, so he lit a fire in his fireplace. And then he heard the man yelling in the chimney as the house filled up with smoke.
Oh, you blocked the flue.
Yes, good, Roberta. Thank you.
Okay,
Roberta.
I got it.
All right. The homeowner tried to put the fire out. The firefighters came and ripped the chimney apart, but the suspect had died of asphyxiation before they could get him out.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Oh, my God. How in the world? What is that? What's the name of the Darwin Awards?
How do you file that insurance award, you know?
We need a new fireplace and a new chimney. Here's some good news. Well, I don't know this. I would attribute this to the good news or bad news department. Most people who have normal jobs, which does not include any of us.
Any of us, no.
Sleep later on the weekends. I have tended to, of late, sleep a little later on Sunday mornings.
Sleep later on the weekends.
But, you know, in the good weather, I'm up and at it. Usually as soon as the sun's up, I'm up and at it on the farm. But as it turns out, if you do not routinely, and this is Kenny maybe for you as much as anybody else on the staff, whatever your normal routine is, if you get out of it on the weekend, it may be bad for you.
Yes. Study was showing brutal for me.
There is an association between shift work and an increased risk for heart problems. The study in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology. Say it again, Doug. Journal of Clinical Endocrinology. There we go. Found an association of people whose sleeping schedule changes on the weekend. There were 447 men in this study, aged 30 to 54, who wore devices that measured movement and tracked when they fell asleep and woke up. 85% of the group went to sleep and woke up later on their days off than during the work week. Researchers found the greater the mismatch in sleeping timing between weekdays and weekends, the higher the metabolic risk. So, perhaps the best way to get, I don't mean this to be facetious, but if you are, if you adhere to the suggested using of super beets, that opens up your, this is an arterial kind of thing. Cholesterol gets higher, triglycerides get higher, and that sort of thing. So, Kenny, maybe this helps you out a little bit. And people who sleep odd hours on the weekend tend to drink more. I know that's not your case, but it's interesting to see what happens because we all want to sleep in, right? Everybody, oh, no, I got up so early, I was sleep in the weekend. Not a good thing.
That's me.
Yep. All right,
sorry.
Richie.
I'll take the heart attack.
Yeah,
I'm
me
sleeping
too.
In on
you're
Sunday.
You're on your way out. You talk about me digging a hole with a shovel. You're That's on your right. way out. I'll be around a lot longer than you because I get up at the same time, yeah. no matter what it is. That says about my intelligence quotient.
I was going to say, but your mental capacity.
You
didn't
have to stampede by a bunch of cows.
Right. All right. Before we get to Roberta's Queen of Sheep report, we have some warnings on what cyber problems there may be for those of you who are shopping online. That's up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards are not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Get a Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
All right, we're joined now here on the Good Day program by Krish Karapati, who's a cybersecurity expert, president and CEO of QLIQ Software, focusing on applications and security. About $3 billion, somewhere between $3 and $4 billion, will be spent online today. This past weekend, or since the supposed Black Monday special started, it seems like a month ago, $43 billion has been spent online. This is a big day, a big month, and a big year for cyber crooks. So we thought we'd bring Mr. Karapati in here to talk about what you need to look out for, because there are some malicious links shopping online. Sir, thank you for being here with us. What's the number one thing we have to keep in mind if we are, in fact, going to go online to buy today?
Yeah, Doug, I think it's very important to be careful about the links that you get online in the emails.
What would be an example of that?
I mean, it's typical offers that are coming through Amazon or other sources. So the offers that you get through Cyber Monday deals could cause...
Would this be something that would come if you were normally buying things anyway, let's say at Target online, or is this something I'm looking at my computer right now, my email, and there are solicitations for various things? I know the brand, or I know the site, or I know the people involved, but I don't know what they're selling. Is it something like that, or is it just something that's out of the blue that you've never seen before?
Usually it is coming through something that you already know. So if you remember last few years, there were attacks that happened that stole millions of records from Target and various
right,
websites.
Yeah. Those
emails are available to all these hackers. So they could use those emails to reach out to you as Target or some other brand that you're already familiar.
Are you saying that some of the stuff, the data that was stolen last year, will be used this year to scam you? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's an easy target for these people because they already know that you're already a target customer. Or some other
But so they've held on to this information for a year now to turn it around and use it during this season in a way that you would maybe people only use this sort of buying habit at this time of year, right? A lot of people do special stuff at this time of year they don't do during the rest of the year, right?
Yes. If you look at a hacker, email is so cheap, you know. All he's looking for 1% hit rate or less than 1% hit rate. So there's nothing, it doesn't hurt them to try it out.
Wow. So have you found any specific examples of that? Like, would you like to send us what you've referred to it as clickjacking? What would be, bring us to one specific place where that has happened, if you would.
Yeah, I'm still on the lookout for it. I mean, as soon as we found something, we'll put it online and share with you as a blog post or information, right?
Say that again.
We're still waiting for more data to come.
All right, so you have a website that people can go to maybe to check this out. Is it clicksoft.com?
Right, exactly.
QLIQsoft.com. All right, sir, thank you. I think just the word to the wise here is if you see something, it's the old business about if it looks, what is it, looks like a duck and sounds like a duck, it's a duck.
If there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, right. So don't be doing stuff in ways that you don't normally do things because that's what they're looking for you to do because you're trying to find bargains at this time of year. Speaking of bargains, in a moment, Roberta gives us today's Queen of Cheap Report here on Good Day.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, Wendy.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
If you're a customer, here's the lady with the deals. And most everybody is a customer in some way, shape, or form. So
everybody's
what are we?
A customer. We all buy stuff.
Consumers, Roberta.
Well, today's Cyber Monday, as you know. So that means if you didn't part with all of your money on Black Friday, you could do some more shopping today. Right. Actually, there's some very good deals, Ron. I got some good deals, especially on televisions. They're blowing out those new 4K TVs. Uh-huh. My goodness, you can get them for well under $1,000
now.
What's
a 4K TV?
Oh, my gosh.
The next level of HD.
What? High definition.
So there's one point every millisecond or something on the screen?
Instead of being 1080p, you have 720. Then there was 1080. Now there's 4K.
The actors actually move into your home and just perform for you.
Yeah. This is like a 3D printer on television.
The resolution is phenomenal. You can't believe what you're seeing, but there's some great deals going on right now. They're blowing out all the 2015 models. Some other deals, if you're not doing Cyber Monday, Redbox Movie. They've got some great deals through the 8th of December. We have the code for you. You text it to them on the mobile phone. You get instant savings on movie and game rental. You can find that on DougStefan.com in the Better Living section. Also, if you haven't had your fill of holiday music yet, and you like country music, and you want to hear country music doing holiday songs like this, well, Ken Rogers, Leanne Rimes, and Hunter Hayes, we have a list for you. People.com has a whole country Christmas playlist for you. Absolutely free. You can download all of these tunes and listen to country music. Christmas.
And if you're offended, write your letter to Roberta.
To your heart's content. And if you have a birthday, Land's End has a birthday freebie for you.
A birthday
you
freebie?
Up,
a birthday freebie?
Freebie. 30% off on your birthday from Land's End.
Okay, all right. So
a reminder, if you're going to buy anything, go online first. Check out the prices. It is Cyber Monday.
Hooting and hollering. Better Living Box has a lot of this in it at DougStefan.com.
I want.
want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Doug, are you ready for the coolest Christmas tune of the season?
Cooler than cool, the cool Yule, Richie.
Here's Brian Setzer with Yabba Dabba Yule Time.
Merry, Merry Christmas and a happy holiday to you. Maybe Santa Claus will visit you. Bright lights on the houses down the street. Stockings full of all the Christmas trees. When you're with your big man, have a yabba dabba yuletide. A happy sleigh ride. A Merry Christmas.
Hoorah! So you see what he did there?
Yes, I do see what he did, Richie, but thanks for it.
Took the Flintstones theme and...
Yeah.
Yabba Dabba Yule.
Yabba Dabba Yule.
Fun.
25 after the hour. The video of the day today at DougStephan.com is a cover from artist Anthony Vincent. Runs a YouTube channel called 10 Second Songs. The video today is Adele's hit Hello in 25 different styles, starting with the one from Adele, then changing to a wide variety of performers. Let's see, your mama's the Papa's, Guns N' Roses, Rod Stewart, the Backstreet Boys, Etta James. So the audio we're going to play for you here, but you got to see this contrast that is so vividly depicted in the video of the day at DougStephan.com. And here's some of the audio. This is Hello, 25 different versions.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet and to go up.
Tell us who the players are that are listening to this year.
Rod
Jeff turns.
Wow.
That's Christmassy?
Yeah. This guy is... No, it's not Christmassy. It's Adele's Hello. You know, a lot of these videos that we see, it's just people editing, and they're truly talented at editing.
Yeah.
But this guy is actually doing the voices, playing the instruments for all of these different styles.
And I was saying, how did they record this? All these bands record this song?
No.
This is one guy.
He's playing the bass, the guitar, the keyboard, and the style.
Mimicking the style.
That's brilliant, actually.
To him, I mean, that's a talented dude, man.
That's brilliant.
Think about Pink Floyd.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
Intriguing. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Doctor, my eyes are twitching. Help. This is Dr. James on call, keeping healthy without the dreaded copay. Blepharospasm is the doctor term for eye twitching, and it's often a symptom we see at this time of year because of stress. The holiday season is fun, but it's chock full of stress too, especially financial stress. Here's the thing. Eye twitches, blepharospasm, is rarely a sign of serious underlying medical problems, but is usually a sign that you need to decompress. DCOC advice, if your eyes twitch for more than a week, especially if it's only in one eye, it's time to see your doc. The best initial treatment for eye twitching is me time and cutting down your stress. If twitching becomes a chronic problem, Botox, which paralyzes the nerve, works well. And even if your eye is not twitching, be mindful. Stress lurks for us all in the holiday season. Downtime during periods of high stress are as vital for survival as water in the desert. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
This report is brought to you by Pfizer. As teens and young adults mature, they become more responsible for different aspects of their lives, including their health. Parents play an important role in preparing their children to take charge of their health and navigate independent health choices and decisions. While this important stepping stone on the path to adulthood can be overwhelming for parents and teens alike, parents should create an open dialogue with their teen on a wide range of health topics, including smoking, alcohol, mental health, sexual health, and immunizations. Parents should also encourage their older teen or young adult to schedule regular checkups to talk to their doctor about any health questions or concerns and receive any recommended exams, screening tests, or immunizations. The Thrive app, a comprehensive teen health-oriented mobile app, was created to empower parents with health information, checklists, and conversation starters to help them prepare their teen or young adult to take ownership of their health. Download the Thrive app today on your Apple or Android devices.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
There he comes. Ken, why don't you tell us while Doug is running across the room, what's on the poll today at GoodDayShow.com?
How dare you?
Well, since it's Cyber Monday,
yes,
we asked will you be shopping online today?
Yes.
Choices are I already am.
Yeah.
Probably. Maybe when I get home from work. Maybe while I'm at work. I don't buy anything online.
Oh, that's me.
Cross to the dark side. It's so much fun.
Right. No,
Andrea Metcalf
while we talk
is going to join us to help you stay healthy over the holidays, our physical fitness guru. I want to go back to something that I used earlier that I think, because Roberta wasn't here, I wanted her to reflect on. Roberta Fasinelli, Jennifer Warren, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler on the Good Day program. This is from a book that I was reading about life, and it's a very poignant thought. And the reason that I brought this up, Roberta, is because I think as you look around at the news, not that today's news is any different than yesterday's news, it just, so we're talking about climate change and what can be done around the world to fix the problem, and as if anything that they do is really going to be. It's just nonsense. But the Planned Parenthood thing and what the president said about it with regard to gun laws and that sort of thing, and it is this kind of wimpy response. And it doesn't just happen here. It happens everywhere. We don't have leadership. Part of the problem is that people are not seeing this for the real... Part of the real problem is that people aren't seeing what the real problem is. The real problem is, in my estimation, that we do not have any more a connection or a link, or we do, but we don't see it, we don't feel it, or many do not. But there is a movement afoot that brings us around to a closer spiritual connection, and I think that's the way this is going to be solved. The lip syncing, well, okay, we have to have more gun control, that's a bunch of nonsense. That isn't going to fix anything. It isn't deep, it's just superficial, surface political crap that doesn't address what the real problem is. So I found something that I will read from time to time, I think, because I think it's so basic. James Faust has written, "Without question, we need to be informed of the happenings in the world. But modern communication brings into our homes a drowning cascade of the violence and misery of the worldwide human race. There comes a time when we need to find some peaceful, spiritual renewal and answer." And I think that this is the time, and that's why I brought this to the surface. I think the question that we all ask is, what does it mean to be well-informed? Because there's so many different venues where information is available, you can't always be certain of the quality of the information. You got to pay attention with more than your eyes and your ears. And I think that's where all of this stuff comes in. So, food for thought. Hopefully that is helpful, and maybe every once in a while we can bring ourselves to that place so that we don't get ourselves, people may be interested in knowing what's going on in the Freddie Gray trial, yada, 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 and what's happening with Daesh. But I find this to be one of the more interesting realities today. Your tax dollars at work. The federal government has ordered that pay raises be given to top civil service employees. You know, at the end of the year, this comes up in business. So now the White House says we need to streamline the hiring process for people who are really good. We need to get people in government who come from the outside, who come from business, and we need to pay them better. Now, the unions will resist that for sure. And one wonders whether we're hiring more or we're replacing people. For example, the Veterans Administration comes to mind. They have changed the leadership there twice in the past 2 years, and what's happened is that it's gotten worse instead of better. So do you have to have mid-level managers who are better? And I'm being somewhat cynical and sarcastic here, even though maybe there's a partial fix. But when you look what's happening at all of the alphabet agencies, where people who were in companies that were being regulated by these agencies are actually hired by the government to go work at the FDA, the USDA, the EPA, you name it, the IRS. And they come, for example, at the IRS, I always use the EPA and the FDA, but at the IRS, I think the third or fourth person in charge comes from a company that provides software services for the IRS. So when you think, well, okay, well, that's good. They're going to streamline what they do with the IRS. But my mind tells me that those people are there because they want to make sure that whatever they put into the specs for this software, only their company meets the specs. So they go over, they work at the IRS for a while, they change things, and they leave and go back to their company. Oh, here's this bid. Let's bid on this. And we're the only ones who qualify. Wow! What a bonanza! Do you see what I'm saying? And so there's a lot of that going on, and it's more of the same. And so, although this may look good on the surface, remember what many of the other candidates are saying about how bloated the federal government has become since September 11th. Unbelievable numbers of new employees working for the federal government. Unbelievable numbers. And you and I are paying for it. And the $18 trillion, that's part of, a large part of where the $18 trillion deficit has come from, all these new hires. Nobody's getting fired. Who's getting fired? When's the last time, those of you, Richie, you live in an area that's all government workers or all contractors. When's the last time you heard one of your neighbors say, I got fired?
Never. I mean, the contracts run out and they have to resubmit. You know, there's always that. Mm. Most of them are contractors. Yeah. And most of them, the contract runs out, it gets extended, they have to deal with all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well,
fired, never.
It's something that this will not be well covered in the mainstream media today. So I thought, because it involves a whole lot of money, it was worth a moment or two of our time. Here's something else, Roberta.
For me?
Well, when I hear Brooklyn, I think of Roberta.
Lucky.
Man died, and the mother.
Great story, Doug.
That's upbeat. Man's eye.
I mean, I haven't gotten to this.
Oh,
so the death of this. Give me. I'm trying to do the cadence thing here, Richie. I'm trying
that's
to set
is,
up right. a little. I'm setting up
pregnant
a little dramatic.
Pauses, is that what this
yeah,
is all
that's
about?
Right. Exactly.
The pregnant pauses.
Okay. The death of a Brooklyn man's mother put him over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
So he went. He believed that the nurse was responsible for the death of his mother, so he tried to strangle her on Thanksgiving Day in his mother's home until she bit off one of his fingers.
Cool.
Jeez. Wait, say that again. Who did he try
to
strangle?
She put it in the stuffing and some mashed potatoes.
This guy's mother died,
right.
and it was on Thanksgiving Day, and he blamed the nurse that was taking care of his mother at her home. So he went over to the home to kill the nurse, and he was strangling her when she grabbed a hold of his hand and bit off the end of one of his fingers.
And why are we talking about this?
Well, because I thought it was an interesting thing. This is a typical New York kind of a...
Typical, yeah. People in New York are biting each other's fingers off all the time.
And,
right.
and putting it in the stuffing, yes. We do that regularly.
I don't know.
Special flavor.
Why, I saw that. It was kind of like the guy that, I mean, from the same sordid mind that the fellow who died in the chimney... in California, he got stuck trying to rob the guy's house. He got stuck in the chimney, and he got burned up because the guy started a fire in the chimney. Same kind of thing. So I shouldn't tell those stories, Jennifer? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the chimney one was kind of funny because this was the guy who was doing something wrong, who paid a punishment. This guy, I mean, I guess the same thing. He's trying to kill a woman. I don't know. It's a little more intense for some reason.
Really?
Real Housewives of Queens.
Yeah, right?
Is there a show? How many different Housewives shows are there?
A lot.
Like, there's Housewives in New Jersey.
There's New York, New Jersey, Atlanta, Orange County.
And are they all the same?
Four.
I've never watched any of them.
I just Googled Housewives of Atlanta, Beverly Hills, Orange County.
Beverly Hills, I forgot.
New Jersey, New York, Benning Road.
I don't know that
one. Orange County. So
yeah, the only one I forgot was Beverly Hills. Pretty good.
So they need Real Housewives of Brooklyn.
Right. Or Real Housewives of Framingham.
There we go. Real Housewives of New Orleans.
Mm. Yeah, that would make sense because they're doing a lot of television down there, right? They should be able to come up with something down there. 43 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Andrea Metcalf, our fitness expert, is going to join us in a moment with help in real, you know, real time, the real sense of what happens now that we've had too much to eat at Thanksgiving. I got on the scale. We actually had a pretty quiet Thanksgiving, didn't overeat, but a lot of people did. And it's just the first day of many with holiday parties and the season, whatever your holiday is that you celebrate, New Year's, et cetera, et cetera. Same story every year, year in and year out. Andrea's got some new ideas, though, on how to make some sense out of all of the foolishness that comes your way in terms of exercise. Let's do this exercise, that exercise. She's going to make this a short list of things to do to keep yourself in shape up next year on Good Day.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a local favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My business needs to get a leg up on the competition and end the year strong.
Well, Staples can print anything you need to promote your business, from banners to brochures to business cards.
Yes! My logo will be everywhere. I can't wait to see my competitors choke on it.
That's the holiday spirit.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
46 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Andrea Metcalf has been on this program many times with lots of great help. That's why we invited her to come back again, because she's very good at what she does. One of America's leading fitness experts. Very visible. A celebrity trainer and kind of a fitness entrepreneur. One of the in-demand fitness trainers and workout experts. So we're here to sort of get a sense of how we deal with whatever we ate this past week, what we'll eat this week at the party or this month at the party, and where it all goes. Andrea, hi. Happy
holidays. Hey, Merry Christmas. I will say happy holidays to everybody.
You're the first person I've wished a Merry Christmas to. How's that?
Oh.
That's good.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you. All right, so the days are getting shorter, so people are less likely to be outside exercising. Do more people join the gym at this time of year? There's always some kind of a deal, usually around this time of year or January 1st, when they have it, Planet Fitness or wherever. Join us now for a dollar, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is that a
yeah,
bunch
certainly
of...
in January you're going to see the flock head into the gym. Right now, although they're trying to lure you back in, we're not a lot of traffic at this time. It's the lowest time of year actually for engaged to get a gym. So you've got to be smart about your holidays and still get in that daily activity, whether it's 10 minutes of walking for a meal, or if it's just dancing and putting that music in the office.
So dancing to music in the office, eh? That's a nice. That's a
nice. I'll do that.
Get a break in the afternoon. Get up out of your chair. Remember that sitting more than 2 hours a day can lessen your lifespan. So
how about we tell the bosses, we give the bosses the idea of doing that. Everybody.
A break.
Yeah. That makes very good sense, actually, doesn't it?
Yes, just I love it.
Christmas music. It's the holiday season. Yeah, da 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 da. Santa Claus.
Hello.
I'm dancing in my seat right now.
Hello, hello.
Yeah. All right. So, what else do you advise? All right. So we don't have a good connection.
I lost there for a minute, Doug.
I think. Can you hear me now?
I can.
All right. Let's talk about how to, with exercise, ward off colds and the flu and that sort of thing, because that seems to be starting. There was a lot of it this past weekend. People just not feeling well. Maybe it's because they ate the wrong stuff, or maybe it's because they're exposed, don't have a strong immune system. Isn't it? You can really do a wonderful job of keeping yourself healthy with physical exercise, right?
That's exactly true, especially when we have the season changing. We unlock a lot of virus and bacteria, so you're more likely to get that winter cold and flu. But exercise can actually boost the immune system because it
anybody understanding anything?
I have no idea what she's saying. None whatsoever.
All right. We lost our connection, Andrea. I'm sorry, but I think we got the gist of it. I appreciate your being here. I think one of the messages that she has for you and for us is that in order to be in your best physical and mental health, you've got to do something to keep your mind and your body active. So not only is it good to do, I'm not a runner, but certainly exercise, working in the gym, doing a lot of physical exercise if your job isn't physical. But you know those things that our brains become lazy at this time of year because the darkness has an impact. People are celebrating, they're eating the wrong foods, and you become slow and logy. So if you do crossword puzzles, you do Sudoku, is that how you pronounce it? Sudoku?
Say Sudoku.
Sudoku. If you do that sort of thing, if you play Scrabble or chess or any of those things that provide exercise for your brain, and really all it is, not to get in a plug again for Superbeats, but getting blood into your brain, the exercise does that. You can also have, if you have a good massage therapist that you go to, get them to focus on your brain. Literally, when you are having your skull massaged, it brings blood into your head. And that is a terrific way for you to keep yourself, your brain's got to stay active. You got to get the blood into your brain. So physical activity does that. Stimulation does it. Massaging does it. Any of those things. Because let's face that you are going to be exposed to a lot of stuff. People overdrink and they overeat, and it slows everything down. And so what I think she's saying here is that this is nothing but good because we seem to, as we go into the season, we get overwhelmed. There's all the shopping to do. There's all the preparing to do. There's all the parties to go to. There's the lack of exercise because, you know, all those things together. So word to the wise, stay healthy by exercising your body and your brain over the holidays. That's a good, simple thing to remember, isn't it? Doug Steffens' Good Day program at 51 after the hour.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hair gel?
Everything is gone. Being here is heavenly.
It's something about movie. Mary.
Everything that movie, yeah.
That was gross, though.
That was gross.
I couldn't believe that she knew my name. Some of my best friends didn't know my name.
Ben Stiller is 50 today. I can't even begin to understand what people see in this guy. Don't understand.
Not much lately, right?
There would have been a much better character to play that role in this movie. There's something about Mary. Mary was played by Cameron Diaz.
Right.
But the rumor is that she's in some porno movie. Is that true? Anybody know?
She had a sex tape, wasn't it?
Early in her career, she was in some song.
Why did this come out now?
The internet.
All right, so you got anything else from this movie, Richie?
Are you going to the prom?
I think the prom.
I thought maybe we could go together.
Oh, you're going to go with like a bunch of people? Or is that, yeah, you want like a designated driver?
No, I mean you and me. Like, we could go together. The two of us.
Really? Look at Dougie. Doug's like, I'll go.
All right. The Something About Mary is the movie. Danny Wilson singing the movie music Mary's Prayer gets us into movie moments and a review of what happened at the box office this weekend. Chuck is not here, so I think Jennifer and Kenny have got the top 10 movies at the box office. And I have the biggest, best big screen death, according to a magazine that has surveyed all the deaths in all the movies that have been made. So that'll, I'm sure, add to your wake me up. It's Doug's Good Day. It's 56 past the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. For many, the holidays mean spending time with loved ones. However, getting to them can be stressful. Here's how to reduce travel stress at the airport so you can keep the season's magic alive. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
As much as I love the holidays, I don't love crowded airports. With all the hustle and bustle, I'm always looking to simplify things. Download mobile boarding passes in advance to bypass long lines. You can also reduce stress by using a travel rewards card that ditches the restrictions of typical airline rewards cards. I use my Bank AmeriCard travel rewards credit card year-round and earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar I spend on purchases. Then I redeem points to help offset the cost of holiday travel. My card gives me flexibility to use my points on any airline, anytime, with no blackout dates. This allows me to make plans that work best for me, not the airline.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
All right, so let's check Hello, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's check the weekend box office totals. Who has that? Jin, you got it? Oh, Kenny's got it.
I got it.
All right, go ahead.
Way to put me on the spot.
The Martian is hanging in there at number 10 with another 3.3 million. Mm-hmm. Brooklyn was number 9, 3.8. Spotlight was next with 4.5.
Story about
and the Secret
Catholic,
in Their Eyes.
The Catholics in Boston. It's been quite a good movie. I haven't seen it yet, but I hear good things about it. Go ahead, Kenny. Sorry.
Secret in Their Eyes was next. I think Jennifer saw that.
I did.
Is that the one with
Julia Roberts?
And what did you think of that?
I liked it a lot. You know, it was twisty. It kept your attention. I had no idea what I was in for, but it was quite good.
Huh. Okay. What else, Kenny?
The Night Before, that's the Seth Rogen Christmas movie, is number 6. The Peanuts
Isn't he Jewish?
Movie.
Seth Rogen Jewish?
He is.
Yes.
So why is he doing a Christmas movie?
That's part of the comedy.
I got it. Okay, thanks, Kenny.
You like comedy. The Peanuts movie is number 5, 9 million. Takes that up to 116 million in 4 weeks. Number 4, the James Bond movie Spectre. Hmm. Number 3, Creed with 30 million. Number 2 is the Disney Pixar movie. Be The Good Dinosaur with just under 40 million. And number 1 again, The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2.
But the Creed took
million.
30 million bucks and it was number 3 on the list. Wow.
Big movie weekend.
Yeah. What? Yeah, good. And I will tell you something. I went to see Creed and it was fabulous. It was just a fabulous movie. Kenny, you saw it. There's nothing
terrific.
But fabulous. Okay. The best screen death according to Total Film Magazine. In its survey, the shower scene in Psycho, the best movie death of all time, beating the death of Dr. Strangelove, the Slim Pickens ride the bomb. That came in second.
Well, that was a good one.
Yeah, it was a good one. 5:59 after on Good Day.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.